This is Steve Coleman. I've been looking at some of the continuations that we receive from God in the book of John. Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Then we also find him saying, "As the Father hath sent me, so send I you." And so we see those commandments or those mandates, those blessings coming forth, flowing out from God through Christ to us, and then from us to represent to the world. Now, I've also been a few times these last few days looking at the pictures of salvation that we find the prophets speaking of in the book of Isaiah. And so these things come together today as I look at Isaiah 52, and there's a passage here starting in verse 7, which is just a wonderful, it's amazing to consider that this is prophecy, that it's amazing to consider that when the prophet wrote these things, he had no idea that Christ was coming, he had no idea what Christ was teaching, and yet how much this lines up with some of the very things that we just looked at. Remember that Jesus said, "As the Father hath sent me, so send I you." How beautiful it says in Isaiah 52. How beautiful upon the mountains. And again, I think I commented about mountains earlier. I live in West Virginia, and we have mountains, and how beautiful upon those mountains. If you would imagine men and women carrying the gospel, not by maybe not by ripping around on four-wheelers, but by walking through the mountains and finding the mountain people and carrying forth the message of salvation, the message of the power of God that says unto Zion, the people of God, thy God reigneth. Thy God is the one. You have it right. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet. Now imagine that, beautiful feet. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. So some of the items that we see here, we see that there's good news brought forth. We see that peace is brought forth. You know, the world has no peace. There is no peace except in Jesus Christ. People might say, peace, peace, but there is no peace unless they find Christ. Salvation here, and I want to say that the word salvation here is the word restoration. You know, the restoration of fellowship with God, the restoration of that connection, as Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. As the Father hath sent me, so send I you." And see how there's that picture, that beautiful picture of that we are now an extension of the Father. And that's that restoration that publisheth salvation in this verse. Thy watchman, verse 8, shall lift up the voice, and the voice together shall they, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. So when the Lord brings again Zion, I don't think that the shortfall is with the Lord. I think the shortfall is when we allow God to bring Zion into our hearts and lives. When that happens, God brings again Zion, there will be such a unity. Now, that unity is never going to come by the artificial mechanism of creating a set of rules. We're not going to get uniformity is not unity. Unity comes because we all have the same Savior. We all have the same glorious experience of knowing Jesus Christ and seeing him as our only hope. Then we fall in love with the Savior and unity comes, and then we sing together and we lift up our voices together. And so we sing. So let's read the next verse here. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Isn't that a glorious picture there? I pick out the word sing. You know, there's singing. Naturally, singing comes not from the desire for perfection, and oh, I want to practice until I sing perfectly, but singing comes forth out of the heart with joy. I remember thrilling to hearing the first time that Zion, the people of God, the kingdom of God, the ecclesia, the called out, the glorious ones, those singing together. And I remember the thrill of hearing that breaking forth. And, you know, what a delight that is. And it says, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. You know, that's what it is. It's when the city, Jerusalem, the religious, when they really receive this restoration, this salvation, this good tidings, and they break forth into singing and joy. And there's one accord here. There's joy and there's comfort. The Lord hath comforted his people. And once again, that's that picture of the Spirit of God coming and bringing a sweet comfort to the nation of Israel, to the people of God. And there's a comfort and a peace and a rest there. Hallelujah. The Lord, it says in verse 10, hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. There is power for all, and that's the goal, is that all the nations would see the power, the salvation of our God. So God bless you. If you'd like to leave a message for us here at the Fountain of Life Ministry, go ahead and use mailbox 99.